follow-up to that is, what is the importance of the local newspaper in kind of covering this event?
Well, I think what happens with the local newspaper that doesn't happen with a national newspaper is we sort of get it. So you're in the grocery store and you're seeing the people in the grocery store and you're seeing the struggle day to day. You're not flying in from New York. I mean, you before that you turned on the tape, we were talking about being in a different land and not fully understanding what's going on. That happens in America too. So when I visit my kids where they live, because they don't live here, I'm soaking in all the stuff that is Chicago, and I'm soaking in all the stuff that is wherever I am, and I don't fully understand, and I find myself asking kind of basic stupid questions about things like the L, you know. so when you can't, we go through editors, and the newest guy's not from here. And I remember one day having to tell him, well, I respect that that's what we do. We walk up on people's porches and we knock on the door and we ask the question. You just need to know that here, that doesn't happen. There's a fence and a cattle guard and a gate, and the house is on the back 40. You're not knocking on the front door. So it's different here, although there's places where you can knock on a front door. But anyways, so you have to sort of know how to get around all the social conventions in your community in order to be able to report on your community. So local reporters see stuff that matters and bring nuance to the story that matters, that national reporters can't. Now, that's not to say that it isn't great to have national reporters who have that other perch and can kind of see where the big pieces are moving. They have a valuable perspective to bring, too. But to me, that's the value. And also, there's value in knowing that whatever you write, you know, somebody may corner you after church. You know, and you got to face that person. So it's some of it's a little tough love, but you also, and you have to not be afraid to tell the truth, but you also have to recognize it's your community. So
definitely there's a more direct relationship to the people that you're reporting on.
Yeah, that what you said. I took way too long to say that. That's it.
So, what do you say that relationship then goes on to impact your writing and what you do write and what you don't write?
It can, but you also have your team back at the office who's on the same mission you are, which is to give your community the best possible quality information you can. So, if they see you wobbling for any reason, I mean, that's a good way to get to lose the assignment if you start losing your courage. So but there's a lot of value in that. Sort of, it's like your own peer review before anything starts. You're having to report back to your editors, and something that's bothering you, you can like commiserate with one of your favorite people in the reporting pod, and you work it out. So.